A gute Woche, a gute, in Yiddish they say a gute Sommer. We should have a good and healthy summer.
Amen.
I was just speaking to my aunt. Amen. I was speaking to my aunt, who's over 90. She's also a Holocaust survivor, my father's sister. So I told her that, you know, always people wish a healthy summer, but they don't take it that seriously. But this year, people are taking it more seriously when they say the bracha. It's not so, you know, muvan me'alav. So she said, the problem is that we should really always be taking it seriously because we really never know where we're going to be the next day, which is true. So this should teach us that lesson. So I'm reading from a sefer, which you don't have, one of Ravoda's volume. It's Mamorim on Matan Torah. The truth is that we have this long period of time now of preparations for Shavuos. If you really want to take it back from the beginning, it started by Purim. Of course, Purim is the time that we celebrate the Geula that we had then. We saw that Hashem intervened for us. And it says that we should be masmich the Geula to the Geula of Mitzrayim, to remind ourselves that in all circumstances Hashem is with us, not only when we have the Nes Nigla of Mitzrayim, but even the times that we're in the middle of Golas. The Nes Purim took place when we were in Golas. We looked forsaken. And there the Purim story teaches us that in all circumstances, we have the most powerful tool, the tool of the Inchoizah Tzakodesh Bochum. Hatfilas, Machshav HaTorah, Machshav HaKodesh Bochum, our relationship with Hashem. That's all we have to do. And then afterwards, with that in mind, we went through the period of time from Pesach to Shavuos, preparing for Matan Torah. Like I said, this year Hashem made it much easier for us to be Machshav Torah because we see more clearly than ever that everything else is very temporary, very unreliable. And the Torah is a special gift that Kodesh Baruch Hu has. I always think and say over that, you know, this period of time that we were limited in what we could do, was a completely different world for those of us that are Shem B'Torah Mitzvahs and B'Tochen Hashem, and to people that don't. A person doesn't, his whole life was taken away. He's going out of his mind. He had to go into this virtual form of life of just being with his computer the whole day. Doing all kinds of things that weren't beneficial for himself. And by us, the other way around, it was an opportunity for us to be more beneficial. Think about ourselves, our Keshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciating things, not taking things for granted, appreciating one another. It was a time of growth for all of us. It wasn't that pleasant in certain ways, but definitely wasn't a time of growth. Yeah. Obviously, we shouldn't take it, as some people think, oh, it's so nice to be home by myself. Just maybe I should stay here. That's not good either. There's a mile of being together, each one when we can do it. So it says, there's a Gemara in the Chagiga. It says, I was a mice with Rav Yechim ben Zakkai. He was riding on a donkey. And he was going on the way, and Rav Elazar ben Aruch was behind him. So Rav Yechim Zakkai was in front, and Rav Elazar ben Aruch was, I guess, driving the donkey from behind him. Rav Elazar ben Aruch, as we know, one of his great Talmidim. So Rav Elazar ben Aruch asked him, please teach me some Ma'aseh Merkava. Ma'aseh Merkava is some type of Kabbalah. So he said that, didn't I already teach you that even Ma'aseh Merkava one cannot teach? Ella, Imken, the students is already a Chochem, and even Midaita. So Rav Elazar ben Aruch told him, let me tell you something he taught me. He said, okay, say it. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai went off his donkey, put on his talus, and he sat in the store, on a stone underneath a olive tree. He said, okay, that's what he did. Now, does he want to fully concentrate? So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said, why do you go off the chamor? So he answered him, Efshat Adosh v'maisim akova. You're gonna tell me a drush of maisim akova. These deep ideas and shechinas with us, malach hashoras are with us, and I'm gonna continue on my tamar. In other words, he was machshir the divrei Torah. This is a divrei Torah, very deep divrei Torah. I'm not just gonna continue. There's a Gemara that says, there's a Medrash that says, because Baruch Hu knew who to give the Torah to. He said, if you give it to the Goyim, they bring the Torah in the bathroom. We don't do that. What's the idea behind it? Same thing. Like a guy doesn't realize that the Torah is a source of a very deep, holy interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot of wisdom in it, but that wisdom is the wisdom that can be broken. So, a guy who uses it just as a source of wisdom, so okay, wisdom you can learn in the bathroom also. And he missed the point, because it's just wisdom, there's no need to learn it. Learn some other type of wisdom. So for us, it's a wisdom of having a intimate keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uplifting ourselves from being just mundane creatures to being creatures that are greater than Malachi HaShoris. So we know how to use it properly. So that's what he did over here. Before hearing this deep Dvar Torah, he stopped everything. Yeah, so anyway, Rav Elazar ben Aruch started saying his drushes. The fire came down in the Shemayim and surrounded all the trees in the Soda. And they started saying, the trees themselves started saying, Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know if you're all familiar with it. There's something called Perek Shira. In the last years, it got more famous. It says the Shira that every creature says, a different pasuk. The Malbim generally explains the concept of the Brias. Doesn't mean they're singing, they don't know how to talk. It means they're Metzias. The fact that they exist is a praise of Hashem, to see the wisdom of Hashem. Every Bria has its own wisdom, its own Chokhmah, the way it lives. And itself is a Shira. So what the Gemara says, what Shira does the tree say? Halu Hashem in the Oretz, Tanin Milchol Tachimis, Eitz Pri Vichol Arazim Haluka. It's basically the Haluka of the trees. Then the Malach came out of the fire and said, Hey, name, Maisim Akava. So basically, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch wants to learn from Yochanan ben Zakkai. He showed Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that he does understand in these concepts of Maisim Akava. And this whole event showed it. It says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kissed him on his head and said, Baruch Hashem Elkei Yisrael, Shinosen, Ben Avram Avinu, Shidei, Lahavin, Lachri, Religious, Maisim Akava. He said, Blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Avram Avinu has such a child, like you, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, you know, to make these deep drushes. Yeah. He says, the most wonderful thing is to be somebody, to be Doyesh and Mekayim. If the person says a drusha, and he's Mekayim the drusha, he keeps the drusha. If a person just taking speeches, even on Musa, nobody listens to it. But if the person himself is living by what he says, and has the same words that he says, has much more powerful effect. When you hear Adam Godel speaking, you can say things that sound simple, but people get moved by it because they're hearing it from a source that is a living example of it. That makes it much more real than just an abstract idea. He said, Avraham Avinu was zeicha to a kiyum of his chokhmah, of his keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his descendants, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Yeah. So, yeah. So, Kamuvan, here we're talking about Kabbalah, which is not Nogia to us, so we don't learn Kabbalah. And if anyone's teaching you Kabbalah, then obviously he doesn't know it, because it says here that you're not supposed to teach Kabbalah only to people that already have that level of wisdom. Today's use is something to impress people. The stuff that they're selling to the public is not the real thing. Yeah, so, upon him, we do see this concept of the Eish, of the fire of the Torah, that high energy of the Torah. The method of Medigamah that says that a person that is punished with the Torah, Eish HaKlosu. Klal Yisrael have an intrinsic fire within them. The Jews have full of energy.
I don't know what happened. I think we lost the rabbi somewhere. Just finding. Rabbi? Hi, I don't know what happened. Ah, okay, no problem. Scrap.